Okay. I just want to clarify, we thought something I mentioned yesterday about the Machlokes Tosfos and Ritva at the very end of the first group of sources, the Ritva of 20 and 21, the Tosfos on Daf Yud. The way Rashi formulates the question that was posed to Eliezer on the Chosan Beis, Rashi here brings up only that the question related to Shabbos, right? It says that Rabbi Eliezer was for Shabbos at the home of this sukkah, this Rabbi Yochanan ben Eloi, and he asked the question about spreading the sheet over the top of the sukkah, and Rashi said, for the purpose of the sale, Shalot Shazucha Shemesh, Mi'os Mishu Mosev Al Arai B'Shabbos Halom. Rashi doesn't bring up the issue of sukkah at all. Okay, so Tosus on Daf Yud, we saw yesterday, okay, which is I didn't print on the sheets, but it's here in Am Sukkah. The Tosfos Daf Yud brings this as a raya that stam spreading a sheet is okay, because of the fact that Rabbi Yochanan ben Eloi did not ask Rabbi Eliezer al Hilchos Sukkah, he only asked al Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Yontif about spreading a sheet. Evidently, it's okay to spread the sheet. Otherwise, he would ask him. You know, it sounds like there would have been a conversation related to Sukkahs also. That's how Tosfos is dividing. Tosfos is therefore the Mishnah Daf Yud, which says that it's usher. That's what one of the things that Tosfos brings to the riot, the Hishita, that no, the case over there is talking, and Daf Yud is talking about where the sheet was needed for Hechsher Sukkah. If you didn't have a proper sukkah, again, to stress, a sukkah has to have more shade than sunlight, Silta Maruk Mechamda. Okay? It's also Maruk Mechamda. So you have to have more shade than sunlight. So Tosfos learns that mission is saying that without that sheet, you wouldn't have had enough shade for sale sukkah. That's why it's no good in that case. But in our case over here, there was a kosher sukkah to begin with, or rather in it before. Now we just wanted to spread the sheet to prevent there from being too much sunlight, that sun was beating down too hot. So they wanted to, you know, create a little extra shade, but it wasn't needed for extra sukkah. That's okay. So that's what Tosfos is there on Daf Yud, because they're right. The Ritva, seems to say the other way. The Ritva learns in the initial part of the sukkah. I didn't say this yesterday. I looked it over, and I think I didn't say it correctly. Okay, the Chiddush Ritva himself turns around and says, "No, maybe you should." Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Hold on,
I
have
to again.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let's take this one now. Okay, the Chiddush Ritva disagrees and seems to say that the original question of Reb Yochanan ben Eloi, Reb Eliezer was related to sukkah. Okay, based on that mission, says this is going to be a problem. Based on that mission, back on the Yud, and then it was only the conclusion of the sukkah that he said, as we'll see in a second today, that it wasn't sukkahs anyway. It was Shabbos. They were sitting in a sukkah just for leisure purposes. It was comfortable outside and so on and so forth. I just wanted to clarify. I think that's how the Machlokes is more properly understood. Okay. I think the other guy said yes, we've all learned all along that we didn't shun this, but he quotes both. We've all in the source number 20, okay. I'll give you my thought then. Okay. The Ritva in source number 20, what I said was the other interpretation. Ritva brings two. He says, Rabbeinu Zalman Farish, Pirish Al-Sadin, Pirish Al-Sadin, Nechama Kadesh, Nechseret Haideh Al-Sadin. It was a sukkah question. That's what he said. But okay, we got to this. My focus. I don't really need to go into that any further. What I'd like to do today to finish up this collection of Makaros. It's a little bit lighter in some ways. Interesting discussion. In both cases, when Rabbi Eliezer was asked the question by his friend, his Talmud, Rabbi Yochanan Eloi, both times he answered by changing the topic. He wouldn't give a straight answer. At both times, let's look at it again, and then we'll see the side again. I'll call it Diamond Base. He asked him, he wanted to spread the sheet over the sukkah, right? So what does he answer the first time? Let's look at the second line, or the end of the first wide line. Amalo mo, shefros, and let us sign it. Amalo, ein lechot, kol shevet, shevet, Yisrael, shol, heaven, men, shofet. There's no tribe here to show from which one of the shoftim did not come. All the shoftim between, you know, starting with right after the death of Yeshua until the appointment of the king, Shalom Melech by Shmuel was the last. But the shoftim, there's always one shoftim every shevet. Okay? Every shevet. And then, the sun continued to beat him. Okay, the angle got even, greater, it was beating further. So he asked him again, can I put a sheet over it? And he gave another cryptic answer. Okay, every Shevet produced Nevi'im also, and Shevet Yehuda and Binyamin produced kings who were anointed by the Nevi'im, and directly the Nevi'im as well. And again, he avoided the question. And at the end, we said it was not that he didn't want to answer, but he had never heard a specific ruling of Elazar, had never heard a specific ruling from his Rebbe on this subject, and therefore he didn't want to say it over. That's the case, okay? So it sounds offhand like Rabbi Elazar just brought up a random subject, nothing to do with anything. He just he obviously wanted to change the discussion, and he brought up a random subject about Shoftim and Nevi'im. The mistake that I made in the sheet that you have, source 23, I photocopied the wrong Aruch Haner, okay? The Aruch Haner that I want to focus on for source 23, so I'm just going to read it to you, I put it myself, I read it out loud, is Dibra Maskel Shalor Hemed. You can see why I mixed up, because the one that printed 23 is Shalor Hemed also, but it's going on Rashi, and the one I want was on the Gemara. Okay, this one's going to be important too, but I have it, you'll see that source 23, and source 20, what is it? Source 23 and 26 are the same. I only wanted it once. Okay, I wasn't trying to throw you off like Elazar was changing the subject. So I'm just going to read you from the Aruch Haner what I want to hear. He raises the following question. He suggests, the following suggestion. How did he see Odafka Udavrazeh? That which of Elazar brought up Dafka, this subject about which Shoftim came from which, or how many Shoftim came from each Shevet and Nevi'im. The Aruch Haner wants to propose that it wasn't random. He says, why did he bring up this subject? Ishlomar, Kavan, Delfia Maskana, Delfia Maskana, Kaman Dafka, Bezalazar Shal King, Deshila Ain Poki, Drabana Shila Poki, Ain Kansofiklal. We'll see later, we'll get to it momentarily, that the Gemara concludes that this whole Shila by putting a sheet over, we mentioned yesterday also, this whole Shila, we saw the sheet of Elazar back in the over Mesel Shabbos. Remember, we went over that yesterday, to the earlier part of the sheets. Those who are here, you can look it over. But we know the Shita of Elazar was that you're not allowed to add, the particular case ain't poking a hole, and you can't put shutters down over a window. We'll see the specifics momentarily. Okay, according to Rabbi Elazar, that Rabbi Elazar was asking Dafka according to Elazar, who has this issue with putting up shutters and so on. So he asked, what's the story with the sheet of the sukkah? But according to Rabbanan, that it's mutter to put up the shutters, we'll see in a moment. Again, the sheet of Rabbanan we had yesterday, again from a Sefer Shabbos, that being Mosif and being Rai's mutter, so there's no question whatsoever. So basically, what Rabbi Yochanan was asking Belez was, do you mind? I know your sheet did this, but you're the minority view. Okay, what's the story? What should I do here? Right? Because it was with him, Elazar. He didn't want to show him up, I guess, in front of him, so he asked him. And Elazar wrote, so Rabbis, O Shiyasik, and the Chachamim. Okay, and Elazar indeed answered, follow the Jarim. I personally hold not that way, but I'm aware that the Chachamim disagree. Okay, Kamosha Tzivah, Kavan Halib, no, Mishah Smisah, so Kanamina, and as Mishah 8 is not important for us. And Elchain Amalo, Shakol Yisrael, and Yishoftim, Loma, Kikola, and Yukulam Kadoshim. He said there were many shoftim, every shevet had a shofet, okay? So you have many, as if to say there are many talmid chachamim, okay? You don't have to follow me. That's basically the same. That's why the author actually brought up this, you don't have to follow my shita, especially from the minority, right? Every shevet had shoftim, kalei de kulam kadoshim, that's Korach said that, but conceptually, he had a point. Korach had a point when he said that. It wasn't Stam, the Chazal said Korach pikeach had it. Korach wasn't a fool, okay? He rebelled against the Torah of Moshe, and so on and so forth. But for those interested, it's a brief commercial, not for me, but if you want to read a very wonderful presentation about the Machlokas of Korach and his cohorts against Moshe, and Rav Soloveitchik, and as it's printed in the first volume of the work called Reflections of the Rav, and he calls it the common sense rebellion against God. Korach was no fool. Korach knew what he was doing, and but he said it made a lot of sense. Anyway, so the Aruch Haner here borrows his phrase. Anyway, but then when he realized later, Rabbi Elazar did, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Lahai was not didn't want to do it for himself. He was doing it only for the sake of Rabbi Elazar, because the Gemara goes on to say the sun was beating on Rabbi Elazar's legs. So there, Rabbi Elazar felt uncomfortable. You want to do it for yourself? It's good to hate. You can follow the other shittas, right? There are other, there are plenty of Tamar Chachamim, so you can follow the other shita. But he realized, Rabbi Elazar realized that Rabbi Yochanan ben Eloi was doing it for him, for himself, not for him, Rabbi Elazar. Then he felt uncomfortable. Okay, do it already for me. I hold you're not supposed to do it. Okay, and then that's why he walked out of the sukkah. Okay, Yotzer came to the day. Also, he came. Lo rotzah shiatsu su atzma. You, Rabbi Yochanan ben Eloi, you're uncomfortable with sukkah. There's too much sun, and you want to rely on the shita like a chum, and it's mutter to put gizotay. You have that right. You can follow the other shita. But when he recognized he was doing it for him, not for himself. You don't want to do it for himself. You do it for Rabbi Elazar. Then Rabbi Elazar said, I can't do that because it's, I hold that it's not allowed. Don't do it for me. Right? That's what he said. Inami, another answer. He said, Elazar wrote to Rabbi Elazar, to atzmo yoral atzmo. Or, he was coming, that's one interpretation he has. So that's the idea, says the Aruch HaNer, of it wasn't random that he brought up Shoftim and Levim. He said there are different approaches, different styles, and so on and so forth. You can follow the other shita. Just don't do it on my account, against my view. Okay? Then he gives an inami to the Aruch HaNer, or he was just telling him, listen, you're not... You're a barachi. Paskin for yourself. What is going to be a shalaf for? You're a rav. Okay. You're a tamachacham. Paskin for yourself. Ramas you atzma you're a latzma. The chalas shoftim. Maybe the shoftim. Right. Lachem in the lahoro dinim torah kol shoftim. Okay. So he said whatever you think is right. You know the halacha. You do what you do. Don't ask me. Okay. Just like every shevet had a shoftim, and they weren't all equal necessarily in terms of their lumdas, in terms of their wisdom. Okay, but the Gemara says in a different context, Yiftach b'doro, Kishmol b'doro. Right? The pasuk says in Parsha Shoftim, you have to go and ask the Shaila al Shoftim Asheriyah b'yoni Mahen. You have to ask any Shailas that come up, Eidam Adam, Eidin Ludim, Eidin Lerega, right? All the Shailas that come up, you have to go to the Shoftim Asheriyah b'yoni Mahen. So all the Mefarshim, Asheriyah, obviously, what do you go to a Shoftim that's not there now? Even though the Shoftim who was there 100 years ago, obviously go to the Shoftim Asheriyah b'yoni Mahen. What do you mean, obviously? What's Torah adding with that expression? You can't go to someone who's not there. You go to the Shoftim, Asheriyah ben Mahen. So the Gemara answers, no, you can't say, well, listen, the Shoftim today is not as big as the Talmud Chacham as the Shoftim from 100 years ago. The Rabbi today is not as knowledgeable. Ein lecha the Shoftim Shevet Dorecha. You have the Shevet Dorecha. You have the Shoftim of your generation. And Yiftach Bedoro Kishmul. The Shmul was greater than Yiftach, but Yiftach Bedoro Kishmul Bedoro. Yiftach was like Shmul in the sense that in his door he was the person. There was another time he wasn't as great. Doesn't matter. You have to go. Asheriyah, Shofar, Asheriyah, Ben Man. Yeah.
How does Aruch HaNer explain the Gemara's continuation of the Shevet?
So then he says, what? But why are you
explaining the first explanation? Because then he knew it. Rabbi Elazar
helped. What happened twice, you mean?
No, why is
oh, so then he says, and then he says, so he goes on, he says, And then when he saw that Yochanan ben Eloi didn't want, even though he was Meramis, if you're a Tamar Chacham, you do what you think is right. So but instead, because of humility, he said, he implied he didn't want to do anything. Okay, so then Amalei ain't kol shemesh b'din neviim. Ramos al pimad amar hilo b'din shnistapek l'hanuk l'zol amen neviim b'nei neviim. V'achik amalei av shalor etz hakabal atzma l'yus k'shofet v'kol mokom yasa k'mach shavta v'yachesh v'kanavi. Even if you view yourself as a shofet, as a posek, well, yeah, you're like a navi in a certain sense. What, in what sense? Call yourself hanuk l'zol amen neviim b'nei neviim. You can use your own insight and so on. Okay? He says... Shemor la mishamayim, the Hagam is there. Shemor kol Yisrael. All right. Then he brings on other cases, other proofs to this notion. But you get the idea. The point of the Aruch HaNer. So, what is your question? How do you, once you
lose? I explained the Tifshul in the day that you should understand what Rabbi Yochanan says because of what he says by Shabbos. But he already knew Rabbi Yochanan's. So, meaning he knew what Rabbi Yochanan held.
Yeah.
So why did Gemara say that he should have learned out what Rabbi Yochanan? Not Rabbi Yochanan. Realize it. He knew what Rabbi Elazar held from Shabbos.
Right. But so he answered the question. He's asking him, should I pass in this way? Should I be knowing this way? Or should I not?
That was the whole story.
Right, that's what he was asking him. He was asking him, what should I do, practically? And I know you're Shita, what should I do? Right?
Right, so when the Gemara says he should have just figured it out by what Rabbi Elazar held in Shabbos.
Oh, the Kasha the Gemara later on. Yeah. The Kasha the Gemara later on. I mean, Tisha B'Day. So he'll have to learn, there's two, we'll see shortly, two shots of Tisha B'Day. I mean, he should have known it, or Rabbi Elazar should have known it.
Yeah.
So I have to learn the other way. We'll get to that. There are Rabbi makes that point also. That's all the other way. Yeah. Okay. Anyway. Okay. Anyway, I think you get the idea. The author has another interpretation, but. One other thing. Okay. All right. So that's the idea. So bottom line, it wasn't a random thing. Okay. That's what I wanted to bring out from that. The print. But now, regarding this whole thing, the whole idea of the Shvatim and this, and you know who did what, which or who came from where. Let's take a look at the Maharsho by us. Okay, Maharsho. First of all, Dibur Maso, Ein Lecha. Ein Lecha Kol Shevet. You have your Maharsho there? My opponent is Beit Yudal. Shar Daf, Chazan Vez, Ein Lecha Kol Shevet. So the first part, the first part is similar to, you know, to what I just mentioned before. The people ask the Enochel Kol Shevet. Do you have it? Yeah. Enochel Kol Shevet. Who dochel klasio bekach? Okay. The way it sounds like you just brought up the subject randomly, just pushing it aside. The Yisroel Malachi Kavanos is Shulom, my daughter Shulam Shomer Rabo. Al Kain Alos Yisroelni, Al Enochel Kol Shevet from Et Shofei Umehem Yisroel Mishol. In other words, he says. I'm not going to say, I don't want to say anything over. That was the meat of Eliezer that we're going to go on to show. You saw, Eliezer didn't want to say anything from his Rebbe, but you ask, you know, other people, the greater people, they ask the Shofei, that I'll show you with him. I mean, Ein Lechal Shofei Shemecha, Yiftah with Orkish Mudor, Chichai Gav Pirish Rashi B'Yuma, Sheish Lamasim with Dabar Acher. That's just pushing to something else. So you can ask somebody else, don't ask me. But what I wanted to mention really now is the next Marshal, Shalohemid Shofei, so Pirish Rashi. Rashi, we saw on our Daf, gave certain examples as to which Shoftim came from which Shevet. Okay? Which Shoftim came from which Shevet. At the end, let's see that Rashi. Okay? It's basically just keep an eye on the Rashi. Okay? Rashi says there were certain Shoftim, the end of the Rashi, Diba Masal Shalohemid, there were certain Shoftim, Abba Osniya, Abba Yifta, Abba Shamgar, Abba Yarb, Abba Loedati, Shmos Shittayim, Omarubah, Shimon Gavra, Shalom Atzasi Mefurus. So Rashi says not everything is Mefurus clear. There's certain Shvatim where we have no clear evidence from Tanakh. They produce the Shevet, there's certain that produce the Shofei, and there's certain Shoftim where we don't know which Shevet they came from. That's what Rashi says. Okay? So the Marsha begs to differ on a couple of them. He says, Osniel Mefurus Bekor, the Achi Kalihoya, the Kalih Mehudahaba. Well, Osniel, we know, okay, Osniel ben Kenaz was the brother of Kalev, okay, according to Chazal. And Kalev, we know, is from Shevet Yehudi. He was identified the Chumash, the one of the Rabbim, you know, Lamateyu, the Kalev and Yifuna, right? So we know him, okay? So sounds like, so why does Rashi say we don't know where Osniel came from? He seems to have come from Yehuda. Marshal says, no, Osniel, Achiv Rak Min Ha'ein. Okay, the Havi Kalev and Yifuna is that Osniel ben Kenaz. They seem to have different fathers, right? Kalev is called Kalev and Yifuna, and Osniel is called Osniel ben Kenaz. So they're two different fathers. They weren't brothers from the father, only brothers from the mother. Okay, so therefore, there's no riot from there regarding Yehuda coming, regarding Osniel coming from Shevet Yehuda, because just because he shared a mother, he had a half brother from Yehuda, there were different fathers, and maybe Osniel's father Kenaz was from a different Shevet. Okay, so there's no riot. That's point one. Then he says Al Mashem Super B'Yiftach, but that which Rashi wasn't sure about Yiftach. So there the Marsha says I can swallow it. Rashi's been super about Osniel, even though we said Osniel's is Kalev's brother, so odds are from Shevet Yehuda. But still, we have no riot from Shevet Yehuda because he was Osniel's brother only from the mother's side. He was half brother, in other words, and therefore we don't know necessarily what Shevet the father came from. That all accepts the Marsha, but. Abba Mashem Mesupuk B'Yiftach Lo Yadati Lama Shari Gam De Ben Isha Zorah Mekol Mokam Ben Gil Adi. He was called Yiftach HaGil Adi, Yiftach Gilad. Okay, now he wasn't one of the direct children. He was called a ben zona, you know, if it came from a different mother. Okay, whether actually she was a zona or whatever the circumstances were, but still, Mefurish Berkah, but Gilad of Menashe. Gilad was a descendant of Menashe, so we know what tribe Yiftah was from. It's true he came from a different. It was the Bnei Gilad, the direct son of Gilad, didn't want to associate with him. They kicked him out. Remember the story? It's after of Parshas Lefukas, right? So. So they kicked him out of the family, but he was from Gilad. It's called Yiftach HaGiladi. That's how the Torah begins. Yiftach HaGiladi, right? So he's from Gilad. Gilad's from Sheva Menashe. So I don't know why Rashi is super. Okay, and Gamma Shemistape Viyarlo Matzinabo Shofei Rechem Uven Menashe. And then he mentioned Yair. We don't have a Shofei called Yair, but we know Yair Ben Menashe. So Marsha has a couple of problems with Rashi, with this Rashi. Here at the towards the bottom of the page, okay. So as you might guess, the other portion told with this as well. The Rashash, source 25 is the Rashash, and that is found in my edition anyway on page Yud Ches. Okay, hold on a minute. My edition is page Yud Ches, the far left column, the Otsum of Farshim. What is yours? And somebody have the other edition? You have that, same as mine, right? On the Yud Roshah Sefer, okay, yeah. Better, my opinion. But yeah, you have it? Yud Ches, the left column. Vayim Marsho. Anyone else not have it? Exactly. Okay, so let's see what the Roshah said. He says, Vayim Marsho. Bechidusha goes agoda. Ba'ayin mashiisa usim iayam. Ulishneim nelam. The yar b'menashu mitzad avi miyehuda. Kemosha chosav ramban besof parshas matos. Varadat b'divir ma'alav. Ba'ayin mashiikas b'yivomus. Gam mashiikas b'marshot b'kolev b'men yifune. Ishtamitzi marsot b'ven chetzon hoya. So Rashash has... I don't want to take the time now. It's interesting if you're interested in looking up these psukim. Okay, I took a look. It's not so clear because sometimes we find the same character, the same individual, identified in different ways in Tanakh. You know, that's what it says that Yair ben Menashe wasn't really been come from the Sheva of Menashe, from the Sheva of Yehuda, and Kalev ben Yifune, that he was not really Yifune's son, he was really Chetzron's son, sometimes because he was raised by him, sometimes adopted, and all kinds of stories. So, bottom line, the Rashash is suggesting, and maybe, we don't have such clear, such clear points. But, just a moment. Can I see where the issue is? Anyway, this is the that's the Rashash. But what's interesting is, and I printed here from the Oracle on Air. Okay, it analyzes it at length as well. So let's take a look at 26 together. Okay. Hamarsho Zal. Hamarsho Chidush HaGadol. Ches Alav. You know, the Marsho's commentary, you know, split into two parts, right? There's Ches Alav, Chidush HaGadol, and Ches Hei, Chidush HaLochas. So he has two different commentaries, you know, that's intertwined. In the most editions of the Marsha, usually they print one in bold print and one in Rashi script or whatever. The Chiddush HaLochas is on the Halacha L'Maisa, Tatosis, Kashas, and so on and so forth. And the Chiddush HaGadol is comment on the Agadic passages. So here it's the Chiddush HaGadol. So the Aruch HaNeir writes 26. This is the correct Aruch HaNeir. We also Shalom Hamid, I should say Hamid, not Hamod, but that was my mistake. V'yiftar, V'sham Gaviyar, HaMarsha, Chiddush HaGadol, Hikshari, V'yiftar, Ksiv, V'feri, V'yol, Gilas, Yiftach. I mean, except Gilad, V'Gilad, Yidush HaNashari. That was the Marshal's kasha. couldn't get out of that one. On his diet in Yeshoma came the call of Apostle Ben Shazona, who Pirish Arabah, Shanos, Ish Meshavit Acher, the Chemin to Sefta, or Ken Gorshu Sifta, the Yomer of Sincha Vizabino, Kivinisha Kherzata, Haray Shavitne, she Yixu or Sol Shavit Acher, Gershu or so, the Kevin Shoma Chover, Havel Shofet Meshavit Acher. And it was the Arthur answer, Enachanam, he may have been the son of Gilad, but because he was thrown out of the family, because he went elsewhere, and his mother was somewhere else, and so on and so forth, so therefore his yichus, so to speak, his tribal identification was by somebody else. And that's why Rav said, oh, Yiftah from. Enachanami. Well, Gilad Yiftah, Gilad was from Menashe, so let's call it biologically, okay, biologically, Tami came from Menashe, but in terms of this Gemara, saying that every, you can't say that the Sheva Menashe produced Shofar Yiftach, because Yiftach had no association or no, even though biologically he was connected, but you know, his identification, right, his self-identification was not with that Sheva. So that's what the Achaner says perhaps is going on here, that he wasn't, you know, he didn't identify with that Sheva because his Yichus wasn't from there. Okay? Marsha by asking about Yair, he said, number one, it says Yair is Ben Menashe, so why is Rashi sure where it came from? And number two, they don't find that he was a Shofet. Okay, so what's Rashi talking about? So the Aruch Haner writes, Mechilas Kodo, with due respect, he said that Marsha thought that the reference in this Rashi to Yair Ben Menashe was mentioned in the Torah. The Yair Zeh, Kvarner Mechamas Ivan Yeshua, the reason in heaven, he was dead already. He taka wasn't Shofet. He's also called Yar HaGiladi. Okay. Gilad was also in a place. Okay. So it doesn't mean he was a descendant of Gilad. He lived in a place called Gilad. Okay. That's what it was. Hashem Mekomo was Gar. Shahayim Meir Gilad. Mekomo could be Yeshoma. Shevet Achar. She came, sometimes we call Eliyahu, right? Eliyahu Gilodi, right? So he's also called Gilodi. But Nikol Shemikomish, I mean, Toshri Gilodi, Abishalak is there a Gilodi, Shah Kohen, the tradition that Eliyahu is a Kohen. Okay, the connection to Pinchas and Eliyahu is a Kohen. Yet he was called Eliyahu Gilodi anyways. So just because someone's called Gilodi doesn't mean he's from that Shevet, it means that was the town, the city he came from, right? And so, especially, we hold that Eliyahu is a Kohen. So why is he called Eliyahu Giladi? He wasn't from Menashe. Says the Aruch Haner, evidently, calling somebody Giladi, or Hayushami, or whatever, doesn't prove anything about his lineage. It just says where he came from. And that's the town he came from. So that's what's going on here. This Yar HaGiladi, we have no way of knowing what Shevet he came from. That's what Rashi is referring to, says the Aruch Haner. Then he says, at a side point, not only agrees Eliyahu was a Kohen, but we don't find this with Shevet Menashe. Okay. The next thing I printed, unfortunately, is not in the sheets, but the Maritz Chayas. You have it there, Maritz Chayas. Maritz Chayas also that same Amud, the Oats of the Farshim, right before the Rashash. Okay? It says, Ava Masniya, at the end of the middle column on page Yud Ches. Maritz Chayas is printed in the back of the Maritz. Maritz Chayas was the contemporary of Sam Sofer. His name was Marat and Tzvi. Tzvi Hirsch Chayas. Sometimes in English you see it spelled C-H-A-G-E-J-E-S, Chayas. Okay, Maritz Chayas was a, if I'm not mistaken, I once heard, you know, the Maritz Chayas was a great scholar, in addition to his, you know, being great Talmud, was a scholar, he actually had a PhD, I think, from the universities in Europe, he lived in the 1800s, and I think he's the only person in the back of the Gemara has a PhD. Okay, but anyway, he's very fascinating. There's a work, which is really a wonderful, wonderful work that every Ben Yeshiva should read. He wrote a Mavol Talmud, and it was translated to English as a student's guide to the Talmud. And it's a masterful work, really. That's what it's my assumption. It's a masterful work because he explains very, very clearly with examples what's Torah Shachsav, what's Torah Shalpeh, what's, you know, Dvarbs, you know, Mido Shatar Nidreshes Bahen. How did that work? Why do we take a pasuk literally? Why do we like to say that it says, I can't, so we have a tradition, only 39. And all these cases, you know, and it's a book. I really think it would be useful, and I should thought about it one time, doing it with it, because it was translated many, many years ago. So the translation, that's available, there's no doubt that the library has it here, called The Student's Guide to the Talmud by Maharetz Chayes, C-H-A-J-E-S. The problem is it's a little bit of an archaic English, a little bit, you know, it's not, you know, because it was translated many years ago, so published by Feldman, regular Feldman. I think they republish it, but not, they haven't redone it. I think it needs to be redone and put a more updated, you know, type of English, the way people read the art school type of English, you know, today. But anyway, if you're ever looking for something to do, you want some futon or chalmoyed or something like that, you want to read the very, very, you know, it's his introduction to Gemara, just goes through, you know, it's like God defining everything, giving examples, and it's really a, not that I say everyone agrees with everything he writes, but it's very, very good. Anyway, here, the Maharetz Chayes writes as follows. We do know, and it refers to Yalkut Shimoni, which I printed on the page. Okay, Kapitel Dal. Okay, I will see the page. That Mishem Medus Kachi Zero Shalom Mikol Ashrotim Nafsh Shotim Alachem Chutz Mishevet Shimon Lo Kam Lo Shofer Lo Madam Nashchet Shosu Zimri. Okay, the Medrash, let's take a look at time 28, because that I was able to print on the page. The Yalkut Shimoni, which the Yalkut is a collection of Midrashic statements. Okay, it's called the Yalkut Shimoni, and it's in Shoftim here means Sefer Shoftim, not the Parshas of Shavua Shoftim, but Sefer Shoftim, it's ran as Mem Beit. Mikol Hashvatim Yatsu Shoftim, we'll come back to Rav Chaim in a second. Mikol Hashvatim Yatsu Shoftim, Umalachon, Mishavit Shimon is the one exception. Lo Kam, Lo Shofel, Lo Melech. Why? Mishorachet Shosu Zimri. Right, the Pinchas, that whole story, Zimri. And Shimon got punished a lot. Lamed Kama Chamura, who knows? Osnil ben Kraz, Mishavit Yehuda. Ehud, Mishavit Ben Yamin. Dvorah, Ubarak, Maharifran, Mekedesh Naftali. Gidon, Mishavit Ben Asher, Mavi Levah, Ben Acharav, obviously. Tolab, Ben Pua, Mishavit Yisachar. Yara, Gilad, Ben Chavit, Yor, Mishavit Ben Asher. And how the others deal with this Yalkut Shimoni, I don't know. We saw the Rashash, we saw the Marshal, but okay, I'm just reading with this Medrash. Yar Gad B'chayz 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 Giftach Nir Shri Gilim Yivtzor V'Yislach Nehuda Elom B'chayz Zon Yivtzor B'Hilo B'chayz Ephraim Shimshon B'chayz Don Eli Yishmu B'chayz Levi. And now, Binyamin's not there. Binyamin's also not there. But Binyamin Yatsim Elachim Yehuda Elachim. Okay, my friend, your Rabbim, or Menashe Yehu Benimshi Abu Shimon Lo Hemid Lo Shofei Lo Melech Lo Shavu Naznos. So, according to this Medrash, Taka, all the kashas are answered. Right? They have somebody from every tribe except for Shimon. That's because they were punished. So, I, Rabbi Elazar said in the Sukkah, every Shaver. Okay, Shimon was one exception. I'm getting back. Let's look at the Maharetz Chayes. So he says. And he brings what some of the writers are. I am not Barbanel, but Tamaso Shoftim. She's Orbezem Atzmo, okay? Kamosha Goza Rashi, Barak, Shimraftoli, Shidar, Bekesh Aftoli, Kenny's all Shai. So again, you can figure out where they live. The key with the reality. Oh, Rosi, Bel Shamgar, Kamosha Ben Anas, Anaso, Slice of Yerakonim, Kosha Danam Yimio, Kain Zahara, Gamzahara Kain. But I am old, Kuzne, Marimi, Barbanel, Isil of Girsus Rashi. Only Shimon, God, Va'ashel, Amotzas, Mefurish, okay, and Reuben was taken out, okay, anyway, and he says he was Marachan in someplace else, but we have another source, which sort of justifies, just one or two other things on this, and then we'll finish with this, again, as a side subject, I think it's interesting, but it's a side subject. The Tur Eben and Megillah, of Yudim and Beis, okay, there is a statement that Chazal make, that when you have a Novi, and his father's name is mentioned, so it means the father is also a Novi. So the Sefer Yeshaya begins, Chazon Yeshaya ben Amoz. So it means Yeshaya was a Navi, his father was also a Navi. So look at the Shagathat, the Turi Evan, Megillah Daf Yudim Beis, 29. The Vigan Dharma related to Chesiv Chazon Yeshaya ben Amoz, Chomar, the Amrin Lakam and Perkin, Kol Sheshmo, B'Shem Aviv ben Avua, B'Yadua Shu Navi ben Navi. It came Yeshaya ben Aviv, Shneim Hayu Neviim. V'Hayu Neviim, Sheyavzmi Tomar. Okay, they were from Tamar. See what I mean? Mikomakum Koshuli. The Beperik Beis the Sukkah, the Terebin Eis, our Gemara, Amrinan Ein Lecha Kol Shevet Shevet Yisrael Shorot Samman Neviim, Shevet Yehuda, we don't have him, Milachim Alpi Neviim, implying that nobody came from Yehuda, no Shofet, Shofet and Novi came from Yehuda, just the Milachim, Mashman Shevet Yehuda, Lorot Neviim, Okay, so why did the Gemara have to say that Yehuda and Binyamin, well, we can include them too, because although the Nevi'im didn't come from them, but the Malachim were anointed by the Nevi'im came from them. Yehuda, you're covered because of Yishai ben Amos. And again, we saw Ibtzon is Boaz, right, is also in the Yehuda. So why is it the same question? All right, that the Tereb doesn't ask. But he says, "Shem Shmuel, the Agrora, the Nakkah, Gav, Shem Binyamin, Shem Melech, Hapi Navi, Yeshua, Hapi Shmuel, Avod Navi, Ma, Mishloim, Mi Nakkah, Navi, Gav Yehuda, Hapi. The Emes, Hachi, Av, Shem, Mi Dover, Hapi Shmuel, also. Mi Yehuda, Hapi Navi, Mil Sachrit, Shem, Mi Navi." The point of bringing up anointing the king was to cover Binyamin. Because Binyamin, Taka, had nobody that came from him. Just Shaul HaMelech, who was anointed by Shmuel. So since they said Binyamin, Melech came through him, so to speak. Okay, Melech came from Binyamin, therefore through Nevi'im who anointed him. So the same thing is true about Yehuda, but Yehuda happened about others as well. That's how the Torah says. And finally, the last thing I'll look at on this is the Nitzir. Marome Sada, and again, it just shows you, pardon me, I mention all this, is because it shows you how these, Achron, the new Tanakh very well. Okay, the Nitzir, the Rosh Hashanah, the new Tanakh. We don't know Tanakh today so well. Right? And I mentioned about the Malbim, right, that he was writing a parish on Tanakh, and someone criticized it. What do you finish your work on Halacha? The Arts of Chaim. Okay, you write a parish on Tanakh. Okay, it wasn't so poshut, but they knew Tanakh very well. The Nitzir writes on the same Gemara, Chasuk, Chazan, Beit, Ein Lechav, Shev, Shev, Yisrael, Shalheb, Ben, Shofer, Ein, Kirish, Rashi, Ben, Asniyah, Bevur, Ben, Yom, Aleph, Parag, Dal, Pazit, Gimel, Shev, Shev, Yehuda. Okay, I mean, he quotes, cites chapter and verse. It's not good to make assumptions and figure out exactly. Look, take a look at the psukim. Follow them. Ad kiyam shilu. See Yehuda mechogia. Till him zamech tesh. I am a football. V'yifta chay v'nash megila. Avdon chay. Even chay v'shev v'efrayim. Kachasu. Even mehele hapar asuni. Shul eretz efrayim. Yor kaz v'shev v'shok very good. Afagav shul kaz v'nasha. Mikomok v'ayim Yehuda. Could even be dav samach beis. Hoder see mini machir. Yor de mechogim shul yor. Ein alam tzara ein. Okay. Again, if you look at Levi Yavam, you have a lot of lineage, and everything works out. Okay? So he says, Mia, lo nimtza shoftim arba shvatim, Ruvain, Shimon, God, and Asher. Okay? So again, what the Rambam said does not deal with is the Yalkut Shimoni, who had everybody covered. Okay, the Yalkut Shimoni we saw had the other shvatim covered as well. But he says, except Shimon. Shimon, we agree. Okay, Shimon, we agree, nobody came from. Actually, I should stress, Yaakov Shimon didn't have those Shvatim either. Okay, so they had different names, but different people than the Zid mentioned, but these Shvatim were not completely covered. I should stress that God and Asher were not covered. So really, Reuben may have been, God and Asher were not. And with Tzarek Lomar, so how could then, getting bottom line, how could the Velezner Gemara say that every single Shevet was not true? You want to tell me one's left out, Shimon, the way the Medrash and the Yalkut Shimoni says they'll get punished for the Znus and so on and so forth? Fine. But what about the others? So with Tzarek Lomar, Shevelezer Haya Mekubo, Shaya Od Shofti Yisrael, Shalom Nitzkar Mekasov. There were other shoftim in the Nevi'im which didn't make it into Tanakh. Okay? Right? He mentions that Elisha was Mamluk, one king from Menashe, so you can throw him into the mix as well. But the bottom line I want to point out is that not every shofet or Navi, they had more minor shoftim or Nevi'im who were not mentioned in Tanakh. Why not? Because Tanakh mentions things in the Nogel of Doros, and maybe there were, you know, things happened then. It's not a history book. It didn't intend to list every single person. Anyway, I just think, you know, I know we digressed on this a little bit, probably spent too much time on it, but let's go back now to the Gemara. It's a little bit interesting thing to look at. Now let's go back to the Gemara. Okay? Back to Chav Zayin, back to the Sugya. So now the Gemara asks, this was from those years before, the Gemara asks as follows. All right, however, you know, again, he didn't answer the question, eventually left the sukkah. All right? We don't want to say he had an earthen ribbon. So, Gemara asks four lines at the bottom.
Four lines at the bottom.
Gemara asks, Hecha Abed Achi. Amar Rabbi Lezer, first of all, how could Rabbi Lezer have gone in the first place to the house of Rabbi Yochanan ben Eloi on Sukkos? Hecha Abed Achi. Amar Rabbi Lezer, Ein Yotzi Misukkah LeSukkah. Okay, he was the one we had earlier who said you're not supposed to go from one sukkah to another. The whole business, the 7 days, right? We talked about that last week, or before Yantar, whatever it was. Right? So how could he have done that? He's the one who said, Ein yotzim sukkah sukkah. So let's look at Rashi. The first, the wide lines at the bottom of the page. Rashi says, V'heich hiniach Shabbos b'soch haregel et sukkosu shasu b'lud, shadar b'lud, kitani acha b'lezer lud. We know, we saw it above also, that b'lezer lived in Lud. Okay, that's where his town was. So how did he leave for Shabbos Chamoyim to go to this other house in the Galil, to the home of Yochanan ben Eloi in the Galil? He's the one who says, it's supposed to be in the same sukkah 7 days. He lived in Lud. I don't know why Rashi quotes that Gemara. It is the truth. The Gemara is in heaven a long ways. Achar Belezer Lud. The father Belezer to Lud. That's where he came from. Above the Gemara said Lud, no? We mentioned he lived in Lud. All right, but the previous Gemara, that the 10 lines want to get wide. So our Gemara itself said it's from Lud. So I'm not sure why Rashi has to quote to prove that a Belezer came from Lud, has to go to quote that Gemara in Sanhedrin. But okay, you know, maybe Rashi had different gears here, didn't say Lud, but not a major question. But anyway, bottom line is, a Belezer lived in Lud. Okay, so what was he doing in the Galil? By Rabbi Yochanan ben Eloi. He's the one who said you're not supposed to go. Right, Eichel Abed Achi was Kasha. Okay, so the Gemara answers. Guess what? Regel Acher Havoi. It was another Yantif. It wasn't Sukkis. It said they were sitting in the sukkah in the Galil because it was nice weather outside. They had it out for a picnic. Okay, they ate out on the terrace. That's all. Okay, it wasn't Sukkis. It was Pesach. It was Shavuos. Whatever it was. Warm weather, comfortable around here. So some of the family decided to eat outside. So this Rabbi Lezer's rule is that only the problem seems only to be on sukkahs. You have to be in the same sukkah for 7 days, like we discussed already at length. But that thing doesn't. He has no rule that Pesach had to spend all 7 days in the same place. Okay, never had such a rule. So it was definitely not the rule. You have to spend the whole yantar in the same place. No such rule. That was a rule by sukkah. So therefore, regal acher have it wasn't sukkahs altogether, as Rashi says. Can go on terrace. But how you second line, the second last line. They're eating outdoors for the fresh air. Okay, it's comfortable outside, that's all, not because of any yantar. But says the Gemara, wait a second. It's true that sheet of Rabbi Lezer regarding not sitting in the sukkah because, you know, not leaving one sukkah because every 7 days, okay, that doesn't apply to the other Yom Tov. But the other din of Rabbi Lezer, what other din? Shabbat. He said he's supposed to be your family, right? That applies on Pesach and Shavuos too. Right, Rabbi Belezer. Two or three lines above. Rabbi Belezer b'shabech and esatzon shein yotzi v'tam regel. Okay, so you know what about the fact that he is the same Rabbi Belezer said and yotzi was with your family b'samachta b'chagecha ato v'escha and some of the things we saw. So he said no, it wasn't a regular at all. Shabbos, I was stam a Shabbos. It was a regular Shabbos. Okay, regular Shabbos. Okay, well now the Gemara asks an important kasha. B'tivshet lei medidei. Okay, b'tivshet lei medidei. Okay, says Rashi. Shalom tifros el asad in the osel hosif al oel aroi. Why not say that we know the answer? We have a sheet of Rabbelezer, this is what you referred to before, right? Why not say that we know the sheet of Rabbelezer? Rabbelezer's sheet is that ain't mosifim al ohel aroi. You're not allowed to add also or you can't add. We spoke about this yesterday. March and Shabbos that I showed you the early part of this packet of my problems. Okay, the Lezer happens to hold. You can't add on to a structure on Shabbos, even a temporary structure. Okay, you can't add Shabbos or Yontif. Okay, so we know this already, right? And the ruling, so to speak, is out there. Tishah B'av today. And he quotes the Tanan, and that Mishnah is a Mishnah in Shabbos. Okay, it's part of the Sugya that I showed you, Kuf Chafei, Kuf Lam Zayin, which we saw in the earlier parts of the sheets. Okay, what does it say? Pekak HaChalom. Pekak, I don't know, something like blocks, or like shutters, you know, or shades of some sort that are used to, now, you know, we have screens, you know, someone does a screen, but sometimes you have an opening, and then when you want it not to be, so you put a board, like shutters, basically, to stop up the light or the cold air, whatever, from blowing from outside. So, pekaka chalom, the Mishnah says, v'leza omer bizman shekosher v'toloi pokekimbo, v'imlav ein pokekimbo. He said, if the thing is tied, fixed, like to the opening in a certain way, you just kind of like lower it and raise it, it's part of the same mechanical contraption, okay? That's what he means. Bizman shekosher v'toloi. Look at Rashi. Shom kosher, it's always there. It's just open or it's closed. It's like, awning or something like that, that you can crank, and you can open and close it, open and close it. So when you have that, then, okay, Rabbi Elazar says, it's okay. That was Pekakon, Rabbi Elazar was not your kosher, but totally poking. Well, then you can open and close it on Shabbos, because it's there, it's just have to open and close it. It's already there. That's part of the same contraption. We love, but if it's not attached, then ain't poking. Okay, Rashi said in the last line, "Pokimbo kela the mesukan ba'omer lecha ain't ze lo boner v'la mosif." That's not called boner for sure. Not making a new structure, and it's not even mosif because it's there, right? We spoke yesterday about adding. It's not adding; it's already there. It's up, it's down. Just like I mentioned, like with the stroller, you know, at the top of this baby stroller with the canopy and so on and so forth. It's there, ready to go, open and close. Okay, so it's sticking out; it's attached. So then, the less admits it's one to, but if not, then he says you can't do it. Yeah.
Since there's a reading part of the Ola is already done, meaning even though it's all attached, part of the Ola is already done.
In fact, yeah.
I know, I'm saying, like, it could have been just a collapsible structure. And then it's not really building because, like, it's already there, you just open it up.
That's a more cool one, is what you're saying.
Right, I'm asking which
one. Yeah, and I think there's already something already up, I think. That's what I'm saying, yeah. Okay? In those days also, I think that's what they had at all. I think so. But Chacham Omrim, Ben Kach Pokekin. Okay? Again, before I get to the last Rashi, Vimlav ain't Pokekin. Oh, the Mosif lost him. Oh, then it's not there. You're first putting something up now. You're getting shutters, you're getting a board, you're putting it up. That's Mosif on the oath. Okay? That's not allowed. But according to Chachamim, it's okay either way. So the question is, why then don't we know that? So the same thing here. We know the sheet of Elazar, right? The sheet of Elazar. You want to spread a sheet, the sheet wasn't there, right? So if you had a covering that was there, it's okay. If it wasn't there, it wasn't there. We know we were Elazar sheet. So the more answer is no. Hasa hundu vata. Aval hocha delo vata lo. Okay? There, maybe this will address your question also. Okay? The pekach by the shutters, or the covering by the chalon. Let's look at Rashi. Hasam vata alahai pekak legabe chalon. The chashu le mikosel atzmo. Okay. Hilcha chavi mosif. Abos sadin anan sadin lamatala legabe suka v'sofa lidlo. Hilcha lo pshita le rabbi lezen de lehavi mosif. Okay. Maybe you can say the following. Just a moment. Lo pshita le rabbi mosif. Maybe... Just throw this away, 1 second. There's actually two ways to understand it, just a moment. You see, maybe over there, I thought it meant that one, so let's figure this out together. But there, Rabbi Elazar says that if there's no... So I think it just follows. The this is what I think it does mean, but I don't know differently. Let's think for a second. I think it does mean as follows. Maybe Rabbi Elazar is only machmer, that you can't put up, you know, if it's not attached, right? You can't put up the shutter, the board, or the block. Because theoretically, that could be there, he's closed it up permanently. That could be a permanent, you know, when it's not fixed onto the, it's part of the same contraption to open and shut, and you're stopping it up, maybe there the lezer is makom. This is mach, rather. It can't, that's called mosif, and it's awesome. But by the sheet, where it's more clear that you're not going to keep the sheet there for you, putting up that's so clearly only temporary, there, maybe there's room for the suffix. Lo pshita lebedat Rashi, lo pshita lebedat lehavi mosif. I mean, that's not, may not, yes, veleza as is mosif. But mosif means because now you're making something that could be part of the structure on a lasting basis. Whereas a sheet is clearly not for this. Well, but basically, the way Rashi learns, I was just thinking I can learn it differently, but let's just stick with Rashi. Okay, Rashi says the sheet is not so posh, that's called mosif. Taking boards or a shutter and putting it into the opening, that's mosif. Okay, because you know, you can leave it there, and that works out very well. The chilek between when you can crank it open and shut, well, it's clearly meant to be open and closed. But if I put this thing there, and it's not attached to anything, theoretically, I could be closing it up on a permanent or a semi-permanent basis, or sort of a long-term basis. There, the lez is machmir. But the sheet, nobody's putting a sheet on top of the sukkah permanently. It's obviously only for right now, because the sun's beating down, okay, and it's hot, and you want to have some sort of shade, some sort of protection. It's not going to be on a permanent basis. Okay, that's the answer. Okay, so that's why, that's the answer to tifshit b'didei. Okay? Let's look a little bit at these kashas, what the apostle had to say. I don't have to say about, I'm sure I have to say about this kasha against the Belezer. There are two kashas against the Belezer. First kasha was, how could Rabbi Elazar go from one sukkah to another? I thought he said you got to be in the same sukkah for 7 days. Okay? Right? That was the kasha. The Aruch HaNer, 34, as well as Chazan and Beis, yes, I have a third kasha could have asked against the Belezer. Take a look at the Hamra Lezer, ain't Yotzim is a Hadalo Parah, Hadalo Posel Sukkah Shaula. Didn't we have that Sukkah earlier? That a Sukkah Shaula borrowed Sukkah? So how could Rabbi Lezer eat by his friend? This is the beginning of the moment, we thought it was still Sukkah. We thought the episode happened on Sukkah. Rabbi Lezer is by Rechav Elah. I thought Rabbi Lezer said, could he ask another Kasha? I thought Rabbi Lezer said, you're not allowed to eat a Sukkah Shaula. Alright? Eich Rasha B'Sukkah B'Yochav Elah. Understand that the Gemara doesn't ask that question. The Rambam wonders why not. That also been a good kasha. They asked two kashas, but why don't ask this one? So he says, Yishlomar, the lefima shekosu atosus livnei bayis lo nechshav kishu'ula. Remember we had that tells which came to Israel, came to Duru? Family members don't count. The end of Tosus. Remember that? Tosis, nobody holds that every single family member has his own sukkah. Right? Sukkah shula. So Tosis said, yeah, no, based on Teshu came to Dura, you have to live at home, not everyone has his own house. They all live in the same house, in the same roof. So everyone lives under that roof can be under that sukkah as well. Okay? So it says the Aruch HaNer, based on that Tosis, Just like that's true with family, who I didn't gam kelinyan oreach eitzel bala bayis. A guest. When he was talking about a sukkah shula, wasn't that, and that's no good, wasn't that I came and eat with you as your guest? Means that I used a borrowed sukkah, you weren't there, the bala bas wasn't there, right? I used that permission, but I used it. That's the question of a sukkah shula. But if I'm a guest at your table, that's like a household member. And again, says the Aruch HaNer, Teshu came to Duru. Right? Teshu came to Duru is you have sometimes a guest in your house for a meal. So therefore, the sukkah too. So that's an important point. Who adin gam kinlin yin oreach eitzel balabayis? Shari gam lin erev nefesh oreach eitzel balabayis and talta b'shus balabayis. We know that, when you stay over by somebody's house for Erev purposes, even for Erev Tavshil purposes, you don't have to make a separate Erev Tavshil for every person in the house. And other types of Erev, you don't have to make, okay, it's included in the Bala Bas. So if you're a guest, in someone's house, it's okay.
So right? What's the case of Sukkah Shul?
So Sukkah Shul is, I'm not your guest. You're going away for a few days, you tell me I can use your Sukkah. I'm not your guest, and that's a guest means I'm eating with you. Right?
So isn't the din of a Sukkah Shul, doesn't that come from Rabbi Elazar's din?
Well, it's related, yeah.
He's asking, oh, why don't you ask the question this way?
Yeah, you're right. The two of them are related. That could be a simple answer. Because the Gemara, the heads and tails are the same coin. So the answer is kind of fun. But I want to bring out to HaNer this important point that a Oreach, that's not called, again, we don't pass like this anyways. Okay, but again, a Reich Balabais becomes like a household member. All right? Now, there's another interesting answer, or interesting approach. So that's the bottom line, is that's why Rabbi Elazar could go on Sukkot, where he thought they were in the beginning, how could it work? He could go to the home of Yehudah Rabbi Eloi because he was a guest, like a household member, no problem. There's another possible point, and I printed out the Gemara for it because it's a good Gemara to know. Okay? The Gemara is, I referenced it once or twice before, but here I printed it out. It's a Gemara in Pesachim, Samachet, and Beis. The Tanya, that goes back to the, again, Pesukim in the Chumash. One Pesach says, Atzeres Tiyah Lachem, that's in Parshas Pirchas. A Pesach in Parshas Re'ei, Atzeres Hashem Al-Kecha. And the famous debate as to how we interpret that conflict between whether Yantav is Lachem or Lashem. So let's look at 35. The Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Eimo la'odam Yantav, Ela o'o chumashose, o yoshu v'sham. That's the opinion that the Torah gives you a choice. Either you should spend the day on Yantav, Ochel v'shose, eating, drinking, in other words, engaging in material, physical pleasure, enjoying, that's atzeres tiyeh lochem, you should enjoy Yantav, have delicious food, have nice, you know, go for a nice walk, and spend time with the family, and have nice dishes, and so on, right? Oh, yoshe v'shome, or atzeres tiyeh lochem, sit and learn all day, I'm going to learn and spend the whole day in his medrash, okay? And Rabbi Elazar says, which way should you do it? The Torah is giving you a choice. You opt for one or the other. Okay? It depends on what gives you greater simcha. And then different strokes to different folks. Okay? Some people enjoy, a whole day just to learn, get out there, have no greater simcha. Other people, no, they want to spend time with their family, eat and drink that. So the Torah is giving you a choice. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Chalkei. Yeshua says, not a choice, all of this or all that. Rather, Chalkei is put the day, Chetzel Achilu Shdiyah, the Chetzel Beis HaMadrash. Half the day in the dream, half the day in the basement. That's more or less what we've accepted, right? Our yontif is, you know, we have extra davening and learning, and usually the moshirim and sounds all at the same time. We also spend more of the time sitting around the table, Shabbos table, the yontif table, eating and drinking, etc., etc. So that's the shita b'shul. Rabbi Yochanan, Ushem b'kuech adorshu, kosev echad omer atzeres v'nokecha, kosev echad omer atzeres v'tielachem, v'lezer sober, o kulo Hashem, o kulachem, Yeshua, sober, chalkei, chetz Hashem, chetz alachem. A side point, Amr Belazer, Hakol Modi Batzeres, Minalam Lachem, Maitam Yoshin Yomshin Batoro. He agrees, Rabbi Elazar agrees that by Shavuos, you don't have the option to go on Hashem. It's exactly the opposite of what I thought. Shavuos Yomshin Batoro, you have to have Lachem, you have to have physical pleasure also. Rashi explains, Yismach Po Machal Mishneh, Lahar Shanoach Hamakubu Yom Zel Yisrael, Shin the Torah to both. So you're physically happy with the Torah too, there's a lot of Jewish on that. That's the Gemara, so. So take a look at the back page. I printed for you the tshuva of Rafal Shapiro. Take a shout out to his Torah Rafal. Rafal Shapiro was the father-in-law and Rosh Hashiva and Balazs before them in Zid. Okay, Rafal Shapiro. So we have to choose him called Torah Rafal. So his Chele Gimel Sin and Lamed Ches is a tshuva entitled Ve'inyan Simchas Yantav L'Shitas V'Lezer. So begin to see it in the back page. Sanhedrin Lamed Beis and Beis Achar V'Lezer V'Lush. Right, that's that same Gemara to Rashi called Rabbi Elazar lived in Lud. The Hiksha Bagos Maritz Chayas. Not here by us, but it's in Hedron. I didn't reprint it, but he quotes it. Keva the Elazar Makom Makom Bulud in Cain. Echi the Tochen Hod the Isa Bagos Shal Pesa. Maisa Elazar Baba Baba Hashem Asu Be Brat. For the story at the beginning of the rabbis were up all night long, Pesa Bite. One of them there was a Elazar. Now it says there would have been a Brat, which Rabbi Kiva lived. Right? I'm assuming that's where Rabbi Kiva lived in Bnei Brak. In fact, those who've been to Bnei Brak, you might recall that one of the main streets in Bnei Brak was called the Chor Rabbi Kiva. Okay? To this day, that's one of the main streets in Bnei Brak. Anyway, so it says, Rabbi Elazar, how would he eat it? How would he assume Bnei Brak? Rabbi Elazar, Atzmo, Amar Meshabeach, and Esat Slonim, She'en Yotzi, Batayim Regal, Kumur Mesukah, Argamar Mesukah. So how did Rabbi Elazar, he doesn't ask yet about how he went to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Eloi, he asks, how did he go for that Seder to the house of Akiva? They were all night learning Sipri Sinsan until the Talmidim came and told us, I'm Krishma, you all know the story, right from the beginning, I got it. Okay, the Hikshu, so he says, Venera, the name of Sukhashon, Isa Maisa, but now he has, in our case, Maisa, but Lezer, Shashon, is Begola, and Sukhashon, Yochab, and Reloy, and Cholim, the Hikshu, Hecha, Rabbi Yachar, Rabbi Lezer, and Yotzin, the Sukhla Sukhra, Mashani, regular Acharhan, or answered another regular. But then they asked, the Yikshu of Amalaz and Meshabech and Esat Slonim. And you know it's what came regular, and Shana Shabbos on this thing. Mar ends over here by us, the Mar gets out of it, says it wasn't Yom Tov, it was Shabbos. But it's our beer. Amaylo Hikshu Miad, Mehod Amar Shabbech and Esat Slonim, Shehi Kushi Yosef Hazokah. Why did the Gemara, the Rafal Shapir asked, why did the Gemara by us ask first the question about the Ein Yotzei Misukkah Sukkah? They should have asked first the question of, I thought you're not supposed to be, you're supposed to be your family. Think that was a more powerful kasha. Instead of the second kasha. Achnira, the heart of Haimel Shabbalezer, the Masha'omer Meshabeach Adias Hatzvan, and Shein Yotzei Misukkah Sukkah, the Lord Marshal Mdhu, the Shum Yachsiv, the Samach, the Atovei Sech. Again, we pointed out that's not exactly what it says by Yomtev, that was a posted by Master Shay. We created a good man. Okay, good. Now, the Hine Bebeitza, Tazom of Beis Mavur, the Belezer Sphirli, and it's the same thing in Psalm. Ain't all the other Yomtev, Ella, O Ocho Vishosa, O Yoshi Vishana, the Sora, O Kulashem, O Kulachem, Ayan Shon. Who was the person who said that? Who was the person who said that? Same Belezer. Let's not lose sight. Same rabbi. Okay, same Belezer. So he says, "Lafizeh hard the tzar lezer the tzar who regularly lives with Esau, hanu rak kisharot zelakayim kulo achem." That which says the Torah's fault. That which the lezer said that you have to be abishabech and I said so long, and people stay with your family and so on and so forth. Yeah, that's if you're opting for the lachem. If you want to opt with lachem, then you got to do it all the way. You got to stay with your family and so on and so forth. Remember, Belezer gives you a choice. Yeshua says there's no choice, it's split the day. But according to Belezer, you have a choice. So the same for Belezer. She said, that which Belezer says, why? You should, Meshabech has that slonim, and you should not leave home, because it's Vesamachta, Atov Esav, and so on and so forth, right? That's all you opt for Chetzel Achem, for Kul Achem. Ufizeh, Hod Vesar, Belezer, Tzir, regular Jews, Hod Rakhim, Lachan Kul Achem. Masha'enikin, Kishrot, Lachan Kul Hashem. But if you want to do the Kul Hashem, you're that person who takes the Kul Hashem, then all bets off, then you don't have to stay in the same place with your wife and family, you know. So you want to go to Uman without the family of Rosh Hashanah? Go ahead. I don't know, we saw the 25,000 people or something, stagnant, all men, right? It's very, very strange to me to go to Rosh Hashanah, you know. I told you to someone in my shul, now that's the Rosh Hashanah, But some of my shul was telling me that he was discussing with somebody who was, I don't know, person was a wrestler, but he was in favor and liked this idea of going to Oman. And this person asked him, people leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Oman, you know, for Rosh Hashanah. So he said, what do you think of Nachman when Beth himself would have done if he had a choice? Would he have gone to Oman or would he have gone to Yerushalayim? Just curious. Where do you think of Nachman would have preferred this? Would Nachman himself, you know, Kadosh and so on and so forth, where would he prefer to spend Rosh Hashanah? Yerushalayim or Oman? That was his response. But anyway, so, all right, I don't want to criticize other people. I mean, some of the stuff that goes on is not kosher, but some of the stuff is fine, okay? That's what gets you. But anyway, my comfortable position back on, I'm a descendant of Baal Shem Tov, so I'm not saying bad about Chassidim in general, or about Ben Sullivan, but that's this Gemara. So we have a sort of a smachet, because it says when you have to stay home, that's if you want to do the Kul Hashem. But, Hashem HaKem Kishroz HaKam Kul Hashem, Yochul Gam Lech Zemok HaMacher, Da Ein Kam Bishamach Tal Avisecho, Vizem Misya Hashem Shaper Kushanah, Vizkilo Hayol Lechol Lachos Mahod Amar Shabeth Nesat Tzlanin. Okay, that's why the Gemara didn't ask Meshabech and Esen Tzlanim right away. He didn't give that answer. He gave just another yontif. Rashi was like on Shavuos and Davka Shavuos. What do we see? I included that in the source. Davka Shavuos is a requirement of what? Of Lachem, even according to Melezer, right? About Tzeres. Tzeres is the Chazal's nickname for Shavuos, right? Tzeres means the end. So Shmei Atzeres is the end of Sukkot. Atzeres Shavu is the end of Pesach, right? The end of the Sphere. So Atzeres, Isam Sukkot, Sam Chesed, Dat Kol Mod, and Dat Lachem. The Kain, Hoy Atzeres, Velez, Eil, Kaim, Kam Lachem. Also a Shaper, Matcha, Hor, Velez, Atzma, Meshavi, Atzma, Atzma, and Shein, Yoz, and Kim, Regal. Mele, Mar, Yushav, Gamma, Kusha, Hagoda, Dor, Velez, Rai, Ben, Ibrak, Pesach, Hoy, Vekai, Kiyam, Oz, Velez, Sukkot, Sukkot, Kulosh, Everything works out. That's, yeah.
It's very difficult in Pashan Rashi. It doesn't seem like it was that this Shulis. It says Kigona says.
Right, right.
But like, it doesn't sound like any other
right off. Enochanami, but the fact that includes Shulis shows that, you know, they could have. Enochanami.
Yeah, but yeah, the works if it's on that
I think there's a very interesting Kiddush. I mean, because what it changes the whole thing. Okay, but maybe. Yeah, okay, good.
Are we meant to say Kul Hashem, Kul Lachem, literally?
Yeah, now that's an excellent question, which I once had this discussion with somebody. You know, obviously, if you take the Kul Lachem option, it doesn't mean you don't have to daven and learn that day. If you take the Kul Hashem option, you don't have to eat. Yeah. And I've had this argument with somebody once, because there's a whole question, you know, the Shavuos night, you stay up on Shavuos night, does that count for Chetzel, sleep, Shavuos to sleep all day, you know, whatever, you know. Shavuos day, people don't do that much learning. You stay up all night because you're exhausted, right? So so this person told me that he felt that the way they were, and it doesn't even count to the chetzel chem. Can the nighttime count? The nighttime? And he told me he stayed up all night Shavuos, but then he stayed and he learned in the morning until midday. You know, I said it's not on a clock. And it's have to split the day exactly. You know, same thing. I'm saying same thing. It means how do you define the character of the day? You know, what is your emphasis on this day? And if you opt for Kul Lachem, like I said, it doesn't mean you're not your potter from Dhamma and learning that day. Or for kids, if you opt for Kul Lachem, it doesn't mean you don't have to have Suz Yantif. I mean, there's a Chiyuv. So it means what's the emphasis, what's the essence of the day. Okay, anyway, I came across this, so I thought it was interesting. It's not. Okay. Yeah. The Aruch Lanier brings up what you mentioned, this Aruch Lanier, it brings up 38, it brings up what you said before. Okay, and then we'll finish up. Mizeh Mashal the Rashi before the Kusha Tishal the Gemara is the final Kasha here, okay. And the Tishal of the day, okay, that he could have answered on his own. Rashi understands the Koyar Belezer Gufa Avshal Omer Dovah Shasham Rabbi Rabbo Rabbi Rabbo Hayadin Zed Bekachal Akachal Shomer Rabbo Shar Omro. Okay, the Kasha was why didn't the Rashi and why didn't Rabbi Elezer answer? Rabbi Yochanan Bar Eloi asked this question. He should have answered with his shita. Why? Don't tell me you didn't want to say anything. This is already said. He already said this. So obviously, there's something heard from this Rebbe. And it's printed in the Mishnah, in the name, Rebbe Elezer, right? It's Rebbe Elezer's, the Baal member there. So the Kasha Limara, Tishat Lemon today, was that Rebbe Elezer should have answered based on his own ruling elsewhere. Okay? And even though he didn't say anything to hear from his Rebbe, still, this din was on the books already. So it must have heard from his Rebbe. Avgolo Rashi, he says there, without this Rashi, after the first gam came, the Rabbi Yochanan Bar Eloi called Yakusha. Lama took the shalom, came to Shalom, the stomach, kwa halacha, the fakaka chalom amenem. You know, what was he asking for? He should have known this. It was a Rabbi Yochanan Bar Eloi, it was a Rebbe. He should have known this answer. So that goes back to what you said before.
You would have to say with Rashi. According
to Rabbi Yochanan, I would have to say with Rashi, right? But he just mentioned, based on Rabbi Yochanan earlier, yes, it's like Rashi. But according to, he was pointing out, you don't have to say that. Okay. Finally, the case of the Pekat Achalom is Shabbos Kuf Chof Heim. It's Kuf Chof Heim and Beis. The Mishnah starts on the Menalim, it goes over on Beis. So let's look at 39. Pekat Achalom, Rav Eleza Omer Bizman Shu Kosher Tala Pokimbo, with Lot Ein Pokimbo, Chomer Beikach Beikach Pokimbo. Right. So again, that's the Mishnah there. If I'm mistaken, I print the Rashi there. I'll do a quick job with these sheets. This time. But anyway, the Ran on the Rif, Mentes not on the page of the Rif, explains what the issue is, mostly from Binyan. Okay, so just look there, I have the Ran there. Yeah. And in terms of Psak Halacha, so let's turn to the back page. The Rambam, Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chof Beis Halacha Lamed. Okay, we're really known to the second half. Pekach HaChalom, Bizman Shu Mesukan Lekach, Afo Pisheino Kosher and Atoli, Muto Lefkopo HaChalom. Even though the language that Mar Rashi telling us was Kosher and Toloi, the Rambam says, even if it's not, but it's set up that way, they have a different type of setup. Okay? That's what the Ran had said, Bizman Shu Kosher B'Chalom Atoli, Sheino Nigra Bar, it's hanging, so it's like partly open. But the Rambam doesn't require that. The Rambam says, Afo Pisheino Kosher Eino Toloi, Muto Lefkopo HaChalom. Okay, that's the Rambam is make it as long as it's what it's set up for. So this, Philip, may come back to your point. Okay, now that I think about it, because the Rambam doesn't need that as part of the contraption. It's made for that purpose. So that could come back to what you said. Okay? And the Shulchan Aruch gives his ruling that Aruch Chaim is to machine Yud Gimel Sif Aleph. Pekach HaChalon, Kegon Luach, like a board. Okay? Or Sha'ar Kol Dover Shah Sos Baruch HaChalon. Yechol Nesos Ma'afilim Eino Kosher. The law of Min Dabi Kimel Sif Aleph Binyan. Okay? But Ruhu Sheyach Shulam Erev Shabbos Nesat Mabal. As long as it was designated before Shabbos, even if you didn't, it wasn't part of the contraption, you knew you were going to, again, if you pass it to HaChamim, okay, some other type of stopper. Okay, it's not enough of a certain different type of a covering that you have to have in mind. So the answer is different types. Was made for that purpose, or you're setting aside for that purpose. Okay. Machokas Rashi and Talmud, words from Zion says, if you make them, even if you didn't, does it have to be something that's only used for that purpose, all right, or not? According to the Talmud, it doesn't have to be. Rashi says, look in the third line of the Shulchan Aruch. Rashi, Hanushi, Sakhanel, Lashim Kli, Shulia, Royal, Shum Tashma, Shayroyal, the Hef, Laf, and Jose, Sultamo, it goes. Okay, it has to be. Rashi is dealing with the Mukhsa problem, right? It has to be Royal for something else in order to be non Mukhsa. And the Talmud said, no, as long as it's for this purpose, it's good enough. Okay, and therefore it's called the Klushim Machtel Heter, and you can move it and so on. So that's a further machlokes in terms of Tumah, in terms of books, rather. In any event, that's the deal with stopping stuff up. I mentioned before, and sometimes people have a covering for the Sukkah, a Shlag, over the Sukkah, so when I pull it over, when it's not, when it's my brain later. So again, if it's completely off, you spread it out over the questions. And people really leave it a little bit. Very edge of the sukkah, they leave it, not totally rolled off, then you can roll it back on. Okay, I think that's what the general accepted psak is. Okay, alright, so we'll stop over here. Tomorrow I want to finish up to the Mishnah. It's a gadot of tomorrow. Interesting, I think it's an interesting dinim that actually emerged, but we'll do that a little bit tomorrow.